So in Hebrews chapter 4, I'd like to kind of give you verse 10 first.
Amen.
Okay? It says, "For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own works, just as God did from his." It's for anyone. Correct? "For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own works, just as God did from his." Why would that be important for us to really look at how much we try to do to please God versus resting with him and letting him perform what he wants and to get us to hear what he's looking to have us do, rather than running around in circles, getting tired, and probably finding very little peace, and wearing your whole body out, your mind out, because you're just running around in a circle. So many Christians need an adjustment, and I'm not saying that just for those of you who are here tonight, but for all those who listen to this message. Verse 8 says, "If Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God." There remains a Sabbath rest. Now, I mean, let's face it, we're roughly 4,000 years. About time we take a break and do it his way instead of our own. And it says anyone, so I think you're going to qualify, male, female, baby, adult, grandpa, whoever, enters God's rest also rests from his own works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest. Why is it saying make every effort to enter that rest?
Because it's work for us not to work.
You got it. It is the most difficult thing to stop your own activity.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. It's your turn. I love to look at you. I needed to keep an eye on Judy number 2. Because if Judy number 1 hears about this, she's going to get jealous and she'll show up, see? "Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience." Why do we fall? Because we're in disobedience. Because we're not doing what he's called us to do. We're doing our own thing under our own anointing. And we get tired. And that's when we usually start complaining about, "Well, God, why didn't you do this? Or why didn't you do that?
Why didn't you do it this way?"
Yeah, and he, in case you forgot, is God. And he knows what the plan is for you, so how can he bless your mess? Because usually that's what we're creating. We're creating a mess when we're pushing buttons on our own. We're trying to, let's say, do things either ahead of schedule or too late, one or the other. And verse 12 says, "The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow. And it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." So judgment belongs to him, not to you. And when you judge yourself guilty of something, what have you done? You've condemned yourself. How can you function under condemnation? I remember accusations being given to me that I wasn't guilty of. And I took it because it was so pressured into me. And when I took it, I agreed with that person and I made myself guilty to make them happy, to let them get off the case, right? You know, just to shut them up. I agreed. And the scripture does say, agree with your adversary quickly. However, you should be able to go back under the blood. But if you don't, you stay guilty. And you live in that guilt. And it'll continue until you get the mind of Christ. Which is, by the way, part of that prayer that I have for you.
Amen.
The mind of Christ says you are free from everything in your past. The mind of Christ holds no condemnation towards you. The mind of Christ doesn't see your mistakes. The mind of Christ gives grace and mercy to you, but you won't give it to yourself. So you see, you're trying to activate to make things right many, many times. And we have, let's say, a person in our lives that's been in irritation, and we try to perform to keep them off our case. Anybody relate to that? Well, if we're performing to keep them off our case, what are we doing? We're back into works. We're not resting and getting God's plan. We're doing it our way because we've got a pattern that we've already established, usually when we were like 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And when we make those patterns, we follow them by instinct, or called the Adamic nature, if you wish. And we end up in guilt and condemnation. And believe me, the worst critic of you is you. So when you enter his rest, just as God has entered his rest, all your efforts are going to receive a great deal of benefits if you just simply do it his way. And the peace that surpasses understanding will start flowing through your heart. And before you got here earlier, one of our ladies said, at one time, if those particular words would have been spoken to me, the daggers would have been in my heart and I would have been wounded for a long time. But this time, the same daggers didn't touch me. So, what did you do? You entered his rest. Because at one time, it would have shaken you off your throne, you would have been sick, you would have had problems. But this time, you didn't do that.
And the daggers are not the same. These are far more intense.
More intense and more severe. But God has given you rest. Because you entered his rest.
Amen.
And you know, that defense mechanism that we are so accustomed to using. Not good. Not good. But when you get the strategy of the Lord, he judges, right? See, again, look at verse 12, because you know that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Which word? Many, many years, I used to think that was only the printed word. You better get a new opinion. It's the word that God speaks to your heart as well.
Amen.
That word which he speaks to you, not guilty. And you keep condemning yourself, what are you doing? If he's declared you not guilty, why do you insist that you're guilty? Because you're under the law, instead of under his grace and his mercy and his love. Are you living under the covenant of the law?
No.
Do you know how many believers are actually still believing that they're living under the Ten Commandments? And Jesus already completed that and gave us a higher law, the law of love. And the law of love is to love yourself, which most people don't. They can't stand themselves. So what happens? They're constantly getting themselves into guilt, condemnation. Self-condemnation puts a frown on your face. What happened to the light of Christ? You just drowned it. And self-pity comes in, and boy, I'll tell you, I had a bad day. Oh, don't talk to me about a bad day. I had a worse day than you did. Blah, blah, blah. Right? The Word of God put into your heart by His Spirit. Active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow. And it judges the thoughts and attitudes of your heart. Verse 13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him. To whom we must give an account. If you put on the mind of Christ tonight about the people that you're irritated by, and that includes people people number one, yourself. Your whole life is going to change tonight. You won't even have to lose an ounce of sleep tonight about whoever's injured you. You'll set them free. You won't be concerned about how much you've suffered. You'll be concerned about how deep the ones that are irritated because of your light. And why are they irritated? Because obviously you're blinding them and they can't stand it. And your mechanism of defense goes into R&R, rest and relaxation. And if you rest with him, he'll give you the strategy of a lifetime. The strategy of freedom. When you and I are free to be who we are, all the rest of it falls apart. All of the mechanism of garbage goes down the drain. Verse 14, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Now, if you tell me you don't have any weaknesses, I've got news for you. I got a list of my own. I'll share a few with you. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. That's why we can trust him. We can trust him with your deepest emotion, your deepest feeling of self-anger or self-rejection, etc., etc. Talk to him about it. Talk to him about your areas that you're disgusted with yourself. And let him know. I can't change me. I tried and I can't change me, Lord. And the minute you admit you can't do it, he can begin to do a work on you and in you. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Well, is this a time of need? Mm-hmm. And if it's a time of need, we already receive by faith that need of giving ourselves a little bit of slack. Some grace, some mercy, like we give to others, and give ourselves some. And when you do, you'll see the whole attitude of your heart towards yourself and others will change. You can't help it. Because when freedom comes in you, you'll be able to give it out to somebody else. Can I give something I don't have? I said,
Very difficult. You can, but it's very difficult.
Yeah. So who do you have to work on first?
Me.
That's right. So the healing needs to come inside of me for me to be able to see myself. And then as I go to my high priest, I can become a high priest in his likeness because I'm learning from him how to respond to myself, how to respond about the circumstances that I think are hopeless, and then begin to change it. Would you close your eyes, please? Maybe close your Bible as well. Put your right hand over your heart. The Lord Jesus, tonight, I'm making a new covenant with you. I'm going to declare what God's Word says about me. His blood has washed me clean. Either I'm clean or I'm dirty, one or the other. Either I have the mind of man or I have the mind of Christ. Which one do I really have? If I have the mind of man still in me, and some of it I know I still do, I need your help, Lord. I haven't been able to change it.
I admit my disability.
I confess it as sin. Because sometimes it's pride to be able to do this work on my own. I admit that I've had some pride before. I confess that as sin. And I don't want it ruling in my heart.
And I can
humble myself and say, I need your help.
And I can humble myself and say I need your help.
You've been tempted in every way.
You've been tempted in every way.
And you didn't fall.
And you didn't fall.
In many cases I fell.
In many cases I fell.
So I'm confessing that as well.
So I'm confessing that as well.
And I'm asking for your thoughts.
And I'm asking for your thoughts.
And your healing.
And your healing.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my emotions.
In my emotions.
Even in my nervous system.
Even in my nervous system.
And this body.
And this body.
That sometimes gets tormented.
That sometimes gets tormented.
It needs healing too, Lord.
It needs healing too, Lord.
So I'm declaring now.
So I'm declaring now.
What God's word says about me.
What God's word says about me.
Romans 5:9.
Romans 5:9.
Justified.
Justified.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Totally washed clean.
Totally washed clean.
And I am clean.
And I am clean.
And that's what Jesus says about me.
And that's what Jesus says about me.
And I'm going to walk in freedom now.
And I'm going to walk in freedom now.
And rest with my Father's opinion.
And rest with my Father's opinion.
When he looks at me. He sees purity.
He sees purity.
He sees love.
He sees love.
He sees compassion.
He sees compassion.
He sees mercy.
He sees mercy.
Endless amounts of mercy.
Endless amounts of mercy.
Endless amounts of grace.
Endless amounts of grace.
Because I'm just like his son.
I'm covered by his blood.
I better receive it.
I better receive it.
By a choice of my will.
By a choice of my will.
To keep walking in this space.
To keep walking in this space.
Of total rest with him.
Of total rest with him.
Bring the strategy.
Bring the strategy.
Of your Holy Spirit.
Of your Holy Spirit.
Into my mind.
Into my mind.
So that I can operate.
So that I can operate.
Like you want me to operate.
Like you want me to operate.
As a high priest.
As a high priest.
In the image.
In the image.
And in the likeness.
And in the likeness.
Of my awesome Savior.
Of my awesome Savior.
Jesus Christ himself.
Jesus Christ himself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
And I'm going to give grace to myself.
And I'm going to give grace to myself.
By choice.
So I can go forward.
With great joy.
With great joy.
Amen.
Amen.
So the joy of the Lord is my
strength.
Amen.
Amen.
You got it.